This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. In theater, when a show closes off Broadway without moving to Broadway, that production is usually gone forever. But this summer, three well-received off-Broadway shows have been brought back, with much of the original casts intact. Here now to talk about them is WNYC's theater critic, Jennifer Venasco. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, David.
So this is pretty unusual, right? Why do you think these shows are back?
It's really unusual. They were all really well reviewed. They had great word of mouth. They were in small spaces before, at least two of them were, and people were clamoring to get tickets. All three of them sold out their previous runs. Summer also is a bit of an off season, so they could get larger spaces now. But you know, I think people just felt passionately about them. These are three really excellent shows.
Okay, what are the shows?
First, there's Men on Boats. So this is about the John Wesley Powell expedition. It was a real expedition, 10 men going down the Colorado River, exploring the Grand Canyon, the first white men to do that. In this case, though, no men, all women. And the point the playwright is trying to make, I guess, is that masculinity is a performance. So it's kind of a funny look at what these kind of stereotypes of what men are like. Next is Sense and Sensibility. That's Jane Austen's famous novel. Eleanor and Marianne Dashwood fall in and out of love. It's done in Bedlam Theater's trademark style. So tables are pushed by cast members. They swoop across the stage. There's a lot of talk about gossip. So when two characters are talking, there'll be other actors pressed against the glass, listening to them. Everybody's always listening to everything everybody's saying. It's very dynamic. An actor plays both a footman and a horse, that kind of thing. It's a really, really fun show. And finally, there's Small Mouth Sounds. This is my favorite of the three. It's about a silent meditation retreat, maybe in upstate New York.
A silent meditation retreat. Is that how it's handled on stage? Silence?
Yes. For most of the show, the cast members don't say anything. They just communicate with each other through gesture and expression. But it's really moving. In the end, it shows us how words can fail to express what we really mean, how they get in the way of real friendship and real love and community.
They all sound so different. What is it about these shows that they're all back again? They're all happening again at the same time?
I've been thinking about that question because on the surface, they don't really seem to have anything in common. But really, there are some interesting things. First, they're all precisely directed. They each have very large challenges. They all have very big casts and small spaces. Small Mouth Sounds is, as I said, practically silent. Men on Boats, on the other hand, is all action. Most of the play is these four boats going down the river, trying to go over waterfalls, avoiding rocks and whirlpools. People fall overboard. Sense and Sensibility has these constant scene changes, with the cast also acting as stage crew. And also, you know, they're all well-written. They're all funny. They're not comedies, but they use humor to showcase human frailty and to pull us into these tough stories about people not always making the right decisions and, in fact, making really wrong decisions that have very terrible consequences. But the biggest thing maybe they have in common is they're all by female playwrights.
Well, that's fascinating. That's a common thread pulling them together. All three are by female playwrights.
They are, and they're all fairly young playwrights, and they're all New Yorkers. Kate Hamill wrote Sense and Sensibility. That's been picked up in a lot of regional theaters also. It's been in Dallas. It's heading to Minnesota and D.C. Men in Boats is from Jacqueline Backus, and Small Mouth Sound is from Bess Wahl. But you wouldn't know from the plays whether they were written by a man or a woman. It's not that they're female plays. It's just wonderful that women playwrights are now starting to get recognized and produced the way they should be.
Jennifer Venasco, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Venasco is WNYC's theater critic. For more information about these three off-Broadway plays, check out our website, wnyc.org.